him and his wife. It's actually the place I'm staying now, is within walking distance where they.
And Human Services, this is May 12th. I'm going to open up in a few minutes public hearing, but I want to make a announcement first. Senate Bill 454 will be reposted. We're not carrying over tomorrow because we're not meeting tomorrow, and that'll probably empty the room. I know that one gentleman drove all the way up from Eugene. I'm sorry. This is going to take some time before we get this settled. It's going to go on for a while, and a lot of conversations. I don't know how many amendments we're up to now. I've lost track. I'm sure we're up to 30 or over 30. So there's a lot of issues floating around this one. I expect we won't have an answer on it for some time yet. I'm sorry that you as an independent citizen drove all the way up from Eugene. I apologize. Okay. So I'm going to open a public hearing then on Senate Bill 5545, Oregon State Board of Nursing Fee Ratification. Do you have anybody signed up? Do you want to talk to us about it?
Sure. Mr. Co-Chair Bates, members of the subcommittee, Senate Bill 5545 is what we consider normally a blank bill, but with the amendment, and so for those committee members that are looking at the bill on OLIS or looking at it in front of you, we do have an amendment that goes with it, but the purpose of the bill is to ratify the fees that have been changed by rule or set by rule by the Board of Nursing. There's two different items included in this bill. The first one is prescriptive privileges for certified nurse, registered nurse anesthetists. And this was authorized by Senate Bill 136 in the from the 2013 session. The Oregon Board of Nursing also increased the late renewal fees for registered nurses, licensed practical nurses, nurse practitioners, certified registered nurse anesthetists, and clinical nurse specialists from $12 to $100 by rule, in lieu of pursuing civil penalties of $50 a day for up to 60 days for practicing without a license. This was done to encourage nurses to renew on time, and the board feels that it's been a success to date. So the two different issues are the establishment of the fees for prescriptive privileges and the increase in the delinquent renewal fee.
And this is separate from nurse practitioners, or includes nurse practitioners? Part of it does.
Part of it does.
Oh, wow.
So that's $75, $50, $50, and $100, right?
That's correct.
I would entertain a motion.
Mr. Chair.
You're still in public hearing.
Oh, we're still in public hearing. I'm sorry, I didn't open up public. Yeah. Is there any public testimony on this? So nobody has signed up. Anybody from the board?
I'll give you that.
But I'm going to close the public hearing and open a work session on Senate Bill 5545, Fee Ratification of the Oregon State Board of Nursing. And now I would entertain a motion.
Do you want to do your recommendation first?
Certainly, as is outlined in the Dash 1 amendment, the fees are illustrated there, and it's an LFO recommendation that the Dash 1 amendment be adopted.
Mr. Chair?
Yes.
I move to amend Senate Bill 5545 with the Dash 1 amendment.
It's been moved that we accept the Dash 1 amendments to 5545. Any discussion? Any opposition? Seeing none, so moved. So,
Mr. Chair, can we do another motion?
Yeah, go ahead.
I move Senate Bill 5545 to the full committee with a due pass recommendation as amended.
It's been moved that we accept the Dash 1 amendments to 5545 and move the full bill to always means with due pass recommendation. Any discussion? Any objections? Seeing none, so moved. That takes. Well, carriers? I will close the work session 5545. Carriers.
I'll take it.
Take it.
I'll be here Friday.
You'll be here Friday. Take it in full. Carrier on the floor. Would you do that also?
Sure.
On center floor. And we'll need carrier on the House floor.
We'll sign it now. Doesn't matter. I mean, I
Representative Olson.
Representative Olson?
PSRB.
Fine.
We'll just
good.
Be taking
care of for you.
Beautiful.
Thank you.
Okay. Uh-oh. I got one more to
do. to open up a work session. I closed the work session.
Yes.
I did. I'm going to open the work session on 5524, the Oregon State Board of Nursing. Delapo, would you read this to us?
Co-Chair Bates, members of the subcommittee, Senate Bill 5524 is the budget bill for the Oregon Board of Nursing. And the attached to your memorandum are the LFO recommendations for the Board of Nursing. There's a single policy option package in the Board of Nursing, and this is one-time only funding for the replacement of 6 node servers and an upgrade of VMware software licenses for a total of $74,095 other funds. The node servers and upgraded licenses will support ongoing maintenance and enhancement of the board's information technology infrastructure. And the node servers will allow the agency to cluster their servers, improving the system's survivability in the case of a power failure, improving processing speeds, and reducing downtime resulting from system failures. The upgraded software license will allow the board to migrate data between the servers without downtime and enhance the server management by providing monitoring, alerting, and reporting capabilities. Outside of this policy option package, the board continues to be supported at the current service level for their functions. The total budget for the bill or for the board is $14,877,611. This is 48 positions supporting 47.8 FTE. And this action will result in a projected ending fund balance of $4,132,219, supporting just under 7 months of operating expenses.
Any discussion? I'll take a motion first. I think then we'll have a discussion.
Mr. Chair, I move the LFO recommendation to Senate Bill 5524.
We have a motion before us. Are there any objections to the motion? Any discussion?
So I just have a quick question. What is a node? I thought you'd said note servers at first, and I finally saw it.
That's, my understanding, that's a computer situation where you have a computer set up at a certain spot. That's my memory of it.
Oh, okay, got it.
Is that correct? Yes. Getting a nod out there. Now, you're asking a guy who can barely run his iPhone, so, don't.
He's right. No, I can run more than a
iPhone. Yeah.
Right.
Somebody
has
a better feeling for this than I do.
It's bigger than a doohickey.
Bigger than a doohickey. Okay.
Oh, gosh.
So, any other discussion?
Mm-hmm.
Any objection? So moved. Do we have to do KPMs, or do we have...
Yes, Co-Chair Bates, the next item on your... on the work session memo is the key performance measures for the agency. The key performance measures are attached to your work session memo, and they have the latest results, most current results from, I believe this is year 15. And going through these, the agency has achieved, in a number of cases, exceeded their targets on our key performance measures, and it continues to perform well, and this LFO recommends the targets for 16 and 17 be extended.
Thank you. I would take a motion.
Mr. Chair, I move the LFO recommendation on key performance measures.
We have a motion to accept the LFO recommendation on key performance measures. Any discussion? My only point is this board has really turned itself around the last 3 or 4 years. They had huge problems, and they've done a great job of getting a lot of problems taken care of. The only one I have concerns to the left are the cost of maintaining programs to help nurses who have gotten in trouble with drugs, alcohol, or other issues. That's a continuing cost that we probably have to look at in the future. I know it's a problem for all the boards since we changed things across the board, across all boards, and we'll have to have a further discussion probably someday about that if it gets to be too expensive. But you guys did a great job. I got no problems with the board like we used to. So good job. Well done. So any other discussion? Any objection? Seeing none, so moved. Matt, you want to take the rest of the way for us?
Certainly. Co-Chair Bates, member of the subcommittee. The recommendation, the LFO recommended changes to the appropriation bill are contained in the dash one amendment that's attached. And that amendment provides a budget for the board of $14,877,811 other funds, 48 positions, 47.8 FTE. And it's LFO's recommendation that Senate Bill 5524 be amended accordingly.
Mr. Chair?
Yes.
I move to amend Senate Bill 5524 with the following change. On line 6, delete 14810185 and insert 14877611.
And that's in dollars. We have a motion before us. Any discussion? Any objections? Seeing none, so moved. Waiting for the final motion. Matt, go ahead.
We're just ready to move. Okay, Mr. Chair, I move Senate Bill 5524 to the full committee with a due pass recommendation as amended.
We have a motion asking to move Senate Bill 5524 to the full committee with a due pass recommendation as amended. Any discussion?
I'm just going to say this here because I've got the nursing board and the medical board in the room at the same time before the nursing board folks take off.
Don't change.
I've been talking to every board that I come in contact with. It's going to be an issue, I think, for professional licensure boards about how you respond now that marijuana is going to be legalized on July 1st. And obviously, if somebody's intoxicated or impaired, that's one thing. Or more accurately, intoxicated in a public setting that may affect their professionalism or driving or whatever. But I think you're going to have a lot of confused licensees out there, and I really hope that both boards, and I'm saying this to every professional board I run into, are working hard to figure out how your board's going to handle that and whether you're going to issue some kind of a statement to your licensee about how you're going to treat marijuana after July 1st. You probably got some licensees who have been using marijuana all along because people do. And you've got some who's probably stopped using it the minute they got into professional school because they didn't want to take a risk and now are wondering, and some who may never choose to use it. But I think a clear statement is going to be very helpful for everybody rather than leaving people wondering and uncertain. So I hope that both of your boards are working on that issue. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. Any other discussion? Any objections to the motion? Seeing none, so moved. Thank you. I'm going to open up a work session now. Oh, got to have carriers. I'm sorry. Since you're taking the fee,
okay,
you want to take thing?
I'll take the whole thing.
They kind of work together there.
Yeah.
Okay?
I made Devlin take all the library stuff yesterday.
You don't make anybody do anything.
Okay, well, I assigned him in my subcommittee. I assigned him to those.
In the House, Representative Boone, please.
Who?
This is a willing
Boone?
Group.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I'll now open a work session on Senate Bill 5523, the Oregon Medical Board. Matt.
Thank you, Mr. Co-Chair, members of the subcommittee. Senate Bill 5523 is the budget bill for the Oregon Medical Board. And attached to your work session memo are the recommendations for the LFO for the budget of the medical board. These recommendations include additional expenditure for increase in leased office space, establishment of a shared executive support position, and the reclassification of 6 positions as recommended by the Department of Administrative Services. This action is going to result in a net projected ending fund balance of $5,085,776, supporting roughly 11 months of operating expenses. So if you turn to the detail in the LFO report, we're going to go through each one of these policy option packages just briefly. The first one is package 102. This is office security and space. It includes $45,932 other funds expenditure limitation for increased lease expense with related to the expansion of the office space leased by the Oregon Medical Board. The board's lease expired at the end of June 2014, and the board negotiated a new lease agreement through the Department of Administrative Services Enterprise Asset Management Division that included 1,600 square feet of space and $237,320 of leasehold improvements completed by the landlord at a lower annual per square foot price for the total space of $2,220, a reduction of $134 square foot. The additional space resulted in an increased biennial cost of $71,040, but the agency realized a gain savings of $25,109 on its original $9,389.69 square foot space. It's a net additional manual cost of $45,032. The next package is package 104. This is for the investigative staffing. This package funds one full-time executive support specialist, one position. It provides $126,326 other funds expenditure limitation. This position serves as an administrative assistant to the medical director, the chief investigator, and assistant chief investigator, with the objective of improving the investigative information provided to the board to take disciplinary action or other appropriate action. The last package is package 106. This is a licensing staff adjustment. This includes 5,954 other funds expenditure limitation to reclassify six positions from office specialist 2 to administrative specialist 1. The agency, in accord with the Department of Administrative Services, has determined the classification better reflects the level of decision-making responsibility required for these employees.
Man, I think you said 106. I think it's 105. Just for the record, make sure it's 105.
Thank you. That was without my reading glasses. I
That's okay.
That.
The 5 and that 6 look awfully close. I had to look twice, too. And just a comment from me real quickly. I inadvertently stated that might be, you know, it's a hard place to get to if you're from out of town, finding it downtown Portland, and that is not a recommendation that you move, okay? It was just a comment, and it got blown out of proportion, so I'm not recommending that you move and look for another building or anything. You've got a nice space. It's a reasonable price. Don't move, okay? I just mentioned it. God, voice from God. No, you know, well, that would be nice, too, or even Eugene. So,
ready for a motion, Mr. Chair?
Yes.
Mr. Chair, I move the LFO recommendation to Senate Bill 5523.
We have a motion before us. Any discussion? I'll make one last comment real quick. POP 103 did not make it through LFO, and I think probably for reasonable ones, it's probably good to leave it off right now. That might change in the future as the board reassesses its needs. And if it becomes more semi-independent, it might make a change by rule. But that would be your choice if that other bill goes through. Okay. Any other conversation? Any objections? Seeing none, so moved.
Yeah. Mr. Chair, members of the subcommittee, the next item up on your work session papers is the approval of the key performance measures and targets for 16 and 17. As we go through these key performance measures, if you have had a chance, or if you do so during the meeting or after the meeting, you can see that the agency is performing very well and achieving its targets. Some of the targets there, they're beating quite substantially, but we've left the targets at their existing level in 2016 and 17 with the idea that these are going to be monitored very close, and if some of these targets continue to be exceeded as they have been, then we can look at lowering these in the upcoming biennium, especially things like renewing licenses, which the agency has a target of 15 days and has been performing in 4 days. So it's the LFO recommendation that these key performance measures and targets be adopted.
Mr. Chair, I move the LFO recommendation on key performance measures.
As we move, we accept the LFO recommendation on key performance measures. Any discussion? Seeing none, any objections? Seeing none, so moved.
Mr. Co-Chair, members of the subcommittee, the final item here is from LFO is the recommended changes to the appropriation bill. As we've discussed, the recommended budget of $11,370,045, other funds, 39 positions, 38.79 FTE, and that 5523 be amended so that in line 5 we delete the original $11,548,994 and insert $11,370,045.
Mr. Chair, I move to amend Senate Bill 5523 with the following change. Line 5, delete $11,548,994 and insert $11,370,045. That's in dollars.
We have a committee. We have before us an amendment to the bill on line 5 as recommended deletion and insertion. I won't go through the numbers again. Is there any discussion? Is there any objections? Seeing none, so moved. Matt.
Mr. Chair, I move Senate Bill 5523 to the full committee with a due pass recommendation as amended.
Motion been made to move Senate Bill 5523 to the full committee with a due pass recommendation as amended. Any discussion? Any objections? Seeing none. So moved. And we'll need carriers. I'm going to ask Senator Steiner Hayward to carry this. She's been very involved with this board along with me with issues we've dealt with, and apparently I have good response from the board with. So I'm going to ask you to carry it.
Certainly, Mr. Chair.
And on the House side?
Representative Stark, please.
Okay. Good. We'll be watching you, Representative Starks.
It's all good, Representative.
Representative Boone.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I just want to ask Kathleen if she'd be interested in advising some of the people who mail stuff to me that takes weeks and weeks to get from point A to point B. Just saying. You're doing a great job, apparently.
So I'm going to close the work section on 5524. I don't know of any other business we have before us today. Matt, thank you for your work. I do appreciate
thank
it.
Thank you.
I would also make a comment that we have another bill coming through on the medical board. One of my little pet peeves has been that we spend a tremendous amount of time on agencies like this, which we do need to have oversight on, our major oversight being that we control their boards. And then we don't spend enough time on $12 and $24 billion budgets that are very complex, have huge impact in the state of Oregon, and we just don't have time for them when we spend a lot of time on these smaller ones. I suppose it feels kind of good to do them, but bottom line is we need to be focused on where the real money is and where the real impact is. So I'm in favor of the semi-independent package when it comes through. Others may not feel that way, but I'd like to get us focused more on the big jobs that have to get done.
Mr. Chair, and I just have to weigh in because I've had conversation based on my experience and some of the issues that we've had with some of the semi-independent board. Unless we actually have some oversight, I will remain adamant no. There's been some serious blow-ups in this building. Cover Oregon is one. There's also been some other independent organizations that we were going to terminate several sessions ago because they can become rogues, not to mean that Ms. Hadley and others will not, but that concerns me greatly when this body has no oversight at all. So I'm just putting that on the record. Accepted. I've talked to them about it, and he's back there smiling because he knows my position. I know that there is a need that we don't actually nickel and dime them like we would if we've got the billion-dollar agencies, but I do not believe that. I think we have a responsibility as a legislative body to have oversight to make certain that things are going well. And a report once a year doesn't do it.
Thank you, ma'am. We'll take that under consideration. We're not meeting tomorrow. I think our next meeting is on Thursday.
I don't think we're meeting Thursday.
Are we off the whole week now? We can start working on the budgets. One of the other things I'm concerned about is keeping everybody informed in the committee of these big budgets and what we're looking at. We have not made, and on my side at least, any major decisions, but especially DHS has got some serious problems, and it's going to be tough to bring that budget around in a way that really works.
Can I suggest, Mr. Chair, we've got some free time that, since we're not having some hearings, that we may want to, particularly on the Senate side, have some real, and probably House too, some discussions on where and what we're looking at. You know, we're beginning to, some of us beginning to get calls from the press with respect to a DHS, and I just think it may be time to have LFO and others to do at least do a 50-foot some briefing of some of the possibilities. It's as we go down, talking about budgets, we've got a lot that will have to be considered, and we can't just talk about wait for the forecast. So I would just encourage that we might want to have some conversations.
Yeah, and one of the difficulties of doing it, we need to have those conversations, I agree.
Yep.
And we have to worry about quorums, but I think the way it's set up this time, we can pull that off if we all don't meet at one place at one time.
Because what we do want to avoid is having people to make some assumptions that may not be accurate assumptions out there.
And I have not heard clearly from leadership on the House side either what they're really talking about. So it's, okay?
Yep.
So we'd like to keep you informed as much as we can. In most sessions, the budget is worked on carefully by the co-chairs and the sub-co-chairs, and we present it to you. It usually is something everyone kind of agrees on. After PERS discussion, the PERS decision by the court, it really changes a lot of what we're looking at. And so it's going to be some tough times out there for the next few weeks while we figure this out. And we'll have to wait and see. Okay. So I will adjourn us, and we'll see you. When is the next meeting then? Is it Monday? And we'll see you, when is the next meeting then?